Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day guys, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hello from Hong Kong. It's been a pretty full-on last couple of days. We see the market pushing up a little bit higher today, up 4.2% on Bitcoin, which is interesting because it's above the 65.50 level that we've been watching, that support and resistance level we've been keeping an eye on for quite some time. We've seen it push up through there, and for the time being, we hold above. The whole top 10 is actually not looking too bad, with something like NEO up 16%, and we're looking at EOS, Cardano, both up over 10% as well. A lot happening right now. I'm not quite sure what's pushed that up. I've just gotten up, but the bottom line is we are up today so far, and it's going to be a very interesting session. There's no doubt about it. We're keeping an eye on pullbacks into the cradle zone on the daily, now no longer. Simple reason being that we've pushed beyond those levels, and we seem to be having a little bit more momentum to the upside than what might have been first thought. I've had a few questions come up on the Slack group with a number of members wondering about how frequently they're trading. The issue that a couple of people have had, and it's very common, very normal, it's a very frequent occurrence, is that essentially they're thinking, well, am I being too picky? Am I not taking enough trades? Because they're seeing other people within the Slack group taking trades and making money, and they're thinking to themselves, well, maybe I'm just a little bit over the top here. So I wanted to let you guys know, whether you're doing the courses or not, it doesn't really matter, how you actually get around that, because it is something that is quite common, it's quite frequent, it happens all the time. How do you find the way to be the best version of you as a trader in the markets? And the way that you do it is by, if you feel like you might not be taking enough trades because you might have some analysis paralysis, it's not a bad idea to either start taking those trades that you might have left, but just taking it with a very small amount of risk. Now, whether you take the trades or you don't, you just take the screenshots, you must monitor those. Now, I did a video today sort of encapsulating what I talk about there throughout the way I do it, through my different folders and files within my computer. And it doesn't really matter how you do it. What matters is that you do it. So you've got to take screenshots. You've got to assess what's going on. You've got to take notes prior to the trade so you know what you're looking at and why you're actually doing it, what your thought process was. Because if you don't do it prior, if you don't do it before the trade, it's very difficult to do it after. So no matter what you do, if you are in that position where you're feeling like maybe you're being a little bit too over the top with your trading, do go back through. Do start to either take trades with less risk so you actually get more trades so you can start to learn more from it, or leave it alone entirely on the trading front and take your screenshots. It's something that is absolutely free and it will teach you a huge amount. It's a very quick show today, guys. Very important lesson. Hope you have a great day. Let's see what happens. Not a great deal at the moment trading-wise for us across the top 10. Have a good day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.